Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The horn sounds.
Catching up with Coonan is fueled by Georgia Natural Gas. G&G keeps it simple with great rates and reliable service. So get our lowest rate of the year at G&G.com. Because these days, simple is just what you need.
We had lost seven in a row. Then we snapped that against the T-Wolves. Steve Coonan, Happy New Year, my friend. How are you doing?
Happy New Year. I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
We're good.
Why are you working today? Is it part of like some kind of early release program?
Georgia played last night.
We got the reaction of Georgia, obviously, and there's these rumors running amok about how your locker room is in dissension and Hawks may trade Trey.
Wait, there's all sorts of trouble.
There's trouble at Hawksland. We had to come on, Stephen, get the message out to the listeners.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to say bull, and then there'll be another word that follows that in everybody's imagination. Good job. That was well done. That was extremely well done.
Yeah, look, we had to come in. We were both very excited to see what the Dogs are going to do last night. We got a great game, Steve. They come up short, but we got a great game.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure you guys have heard what happened at halftime.
What happened at halftime?
Kirby was kidnapped by voodoo priests in New Orleans. They trotted out a lookalike who decided to go for it without telling the center and the quarterback what the call was. And unfortunately, it absolutely melted down the game for us.
It did.
Voodoo is tough to fight.
Yeah, that was a tough call. We've been talking about it. We're going to get more into that coming up here. Let's talk about our Hawks, because the seven-game losing streak had, not just me, I think it had a lot of Hawks fans concerned, like, what the hey is going on? I know we haven't been completely healthy. How did you see that stretch of games for us? And then, obviously, the win the other night was big to get, you know, back in the win column. And then tonight we got the Knicks.
I don't think maybe everybody appreciates how valuable Porzingis was going to be in our plan. You saw it when he came back. We beat a very good Minnesota team by 30. We were out-rebounded and out-muscled in every one of those games. Fact. Unfortunately, we, you know, when we start, who's been playing phenomenally, he's 6'8 against some of these 7-foot guys. It's going to be a tough night for us. And there were several of them back to back, but I'm very optimistic that Kristoff will stay in the lineup, play a bunch, and we will get back to where I think we can be.
It's our man, Steve Coonan, guys. He's the CEO of the Hawks. For guys who are new to the show, Anssi Salle is the GM, but Steve gives us his takes on the Hawks. But we have fun with him sometimes. He can't answer all of our questions. But I would say, Steve, you know, with all the stuff that's floating around there, the low-hanging fruit that, you know, folks are just throwing out there about Trey aside, I wonder, is Quinn Snyder doing the best job he can do? Because I wonder about Reese Hoshea and the minutes and how the defensive rotations work. And you've got to make Trey, when he does come back and is 100%, function in this half court. I put the onus on Quinn Snyder. What's the level of pressure from the front office on him?
I don't think we see it quite the way that you do. But you're entitled to your opinion because this is America and it's a great country.
All right. I mean, we do
Come
need
on.
To.
You think I'm going to take that bait? Well, 12 years we've been doing this,
but
guys.
But do you think that Quinn could do a better job?
Well, I think we all could do a better job, yes.
Okay.
I think every single one of us can.
True that.
Starting with me.
All right, Steve. That's interesting, because I know there are a lot of rumors in regards to Trey. I'm curious to know if you see him. If you
can we talk about where rumors come from?
No. Where do they come from?
There was an incident this week where a owner told a reporter, trying to create havoc in our locker room and trying to pry somebody away to create a trade market. And a lot of times, a lot of this stuff comes in trying to create a trade market. And what I just told you is 1,000% fact. When you try to create a trade market where there's not necessarily interest in your players, right, some people of poor ethics will go after other teams' players to try to create that kind of dissension and problems in their locker room.
Fair.
And
true.
Unfortunately, that does happen quite a bit as we get closer to the February 5th trade deadline.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. That's true.
They use
the media as the tool to get it out there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No. Yeah. I mean,
we absolutely know who did it. We know the reporter. We know why they did it. And it's hard to refute those things because those kind of rumors fly like wildfire across the internet. And we're all sports fans and we love that stuff. Love that stuff. But when you sit in my chair, you say, you know, it's kind of like the old saying, you know, when did you stop beating your wife?
Right.
You know, there's no answer to it.
Right.
So, you know, I'll try to deflect and defend. But at the end of the day, you're going to hear more and more of it. Get used to it. Don't overreact. 2 weeks ago, there was a large international player who might play in a state with a lot of T's who was destined to be on the next flight here.
Right.
Yeah, you know, remember those?
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, it's great entertainment, and it's one of the many things that makes sports incredible. But, you know, till you hear it with a Hawks press release, it's hard to believe it. And it's certainly, like I said, from our position, very hard to defend that stuff. So.
All right. There are other reports, and I say this because I want to get your thoughts on maybe because we haven't heard from Tony Ressler that the owner loves Trae Young, and that's why a lot of people say he's not going anywhere. What is there? I don't know if people know or fans know what their relationship is with the star of the team and the owner. I mean, we've had these conversations, Steve, over the last few years where we thought other people were getting involved, other people were involved in the decision making. There are rumors out there about the fact that our owner loves him.
Our owner loves every single one of the guys who play for our team. Our owner sits and spends time and has meals with every one of the players. Our owner helps them understand, you know, the world of finance and making significant money. But our owner does not get involved in personnel decisions. Does not. And that's why you hire guys like Ansi and his team, and you pay millions and millions of dollars for their point of view. And, you know, Tony just doesn't do that. That's just garbage, candidly.
Right.
It truly is.
Is he unhappy? I mean, he's got to be a little dissatisfied because we were throwing the bouquets because Ansi Sally did all the right moves.
It hasn't been fun.
I mean, but, you know, I'm just curious. And by the way, if you could pass the word, we'd love to talk to Tony. We haven't talked to him in a minute because Ansi Sally was getting bouquets, and rightly so, for making some of the best moves in the offseason. And here we sit in the 10th seat.
Well, again, you've got people who are projecting, prognosticating, but yet the season's not over, Mike. And, you know, at the end of the year, if we're there, we deserve the whipping that you're going to give us. And we absolutely deserve it. But last time I checked, there's 48 more games to go.
True that. It's a sprint. No, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
It's a marathon.
No, it is not a sprint.
It's a marathon.
Well, I mean, obviously, Steve.
It is an ultra marathon.
Well, we missed the sprint of the in-season tournament.
We didn't think we'd lose 7 games in a row.
Right.
But I will say the injuries are really, really, they matter in this league. Usually the healthiest teams have the best record, especially when you have a lot of talent, when you have key contributors. You know, we've missed Trae for 26 games. I assume it's public. He's not playing tonight.
As we talk to Steve Koonin, guys, Hawks CEO here, day after January 1st, obviously, and as we mentioned, the Dogs played yesterday. We'll talk more about that. Falcons play on Sunday, their last home game and the last game of the season for the Falcons. We'll get into that coming up with our Falcon Report. Steve, what about these gambling changes by the NBA? I don't know how much of that has already been implemented, and is it going to work in – you know, I don't even want to say stop because that's the wrong word. We know that's not going to happen. But does it deter guys or at least what the NBA is hoping to do with the new rules with the gambling?
I don't know how any NBA player or executive could gamble on the sport they play in and put everything we're so privileged and lucky to be a part of at risk. I truly can't understand that. I can't understand it in baseball, you know, where there's alleged the same things with, you know, fixing and, you know, throwing a pitch into the dirt and all those kind of things. I'm hopeful that some of these prop bets get smaller limits. So they, you know, can't, if it does happen, it really can't amount to some of the things, you know, 7 figures being won on balls thrown in the dirt, tied into parlays and all kinds of stuff. So I hope so. But again, if somebody's got bad moral fiber and bad intent, they're probably going to do bad things.
Right.
We have lots of rules, but we also have prisons that are filled with people who didn't follow the rules.
Right.
So I just don't understand why you would put a career in as a professional athlete by betting on the sport where, guys, you go to the restroom, it's over every urinal. Mm-hmm. It's on every hallway, posters everywhere about no betting, no tipping, mm-hmm. That you can't do these things. So to say they didn't know is just unconscionable.
Right. Steve Kuhn is with us, guys. Hawks CEO. We mentioned at the start of the conversation. He's also a proud Georgia alum. We're still scratching our head over some of the things in that game. Kirby owned it, said they got out-coached. But what was your take as a Georgia fan? It just, as Carl brought up, it seemed like you never had any kind of, sequence where the offense didn't look like it was really struggling and plotting.
It's funny. I really thought the voodoo thing might be real because it was just nuts. I mean, what was 75-1 going into the 75-0 going into the third quarter with a lead, 53-0 at halftime. We had a 9-point lead. We had that team on their heels. And then I unfortunately think part of it was some of the decisions and the execution that came down. And then you have to give credit to Chambliss. I mean, he was incredible.
Right.
And so was Gunner. I mean, I think both those guys are probably pretty sore today. I'm in disbelief at how good Indiana looks and how quick that coach turned things around. That's right. Stunning to me. Stunning. But, I love that the Dogs are relevant, mm-hmm. that they're in it every year, that we get football in January. Just wish it was a little longer season for us.
Yeah, the good news is, and again, it's in the moment, but Georgia is one of the younger teams. Kirby talked about their youth this year a lot, and I think they're going to be right back in this mix next year. There's no debating that, I believe.
Yeah.
And that's something to look forward to with Gunner coming back and all the promising players they're going to have. Steve, we got to run, man. Good luck tonight, by the way, at New York. Hawks on the road. They play at Toronto and then at Toronto again on Monday before coming back home to take on New Orleans, I think, on the
7th. New Orleans, which is a huge game because we control their draft picks. So come on down and help us create big home court advantage, because I'm hoping in a few months we'll be sitting here high-fiving over the first pick in the draft.
It'll be unbelievable.
Right. I mean, again, right now the Pacers are number one. I mean, there's lots of room to lose, Carl, if you're a Pelican.
Steve, have a great
week. Remember the top four losing teams' odds are all the same.
That's right. Right. That's right. They don't
change. And by the way, would you please go up to New York this year? We want to see Puffy K up there, man, for that Pelicans pick.
Okay. I'm happy to go to New York. You have my word. Unfortunately, the draft is and the ping pongs are in Chicago. But yes, I will go to New York.
Wherever they hold it, I'd like to see you. The fans want to see you there.